From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri lawmakers will start the 2017 legislative session with a new ally for Republicans, Governor-elect Eric Greitens. Legislators will meet for the first day of session today at the Capitol in Jefferson City. Republicans hold commanding majorities in both the House and Senate, but GOP lawmakers were checked by outgoing Democratic Governor Jay Nixon for 8 years. Nixon was barred by term limits from seeking re-election, and his Republican predecessor takes office January 9th. Greitens shares top priorities with Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson and Senate President Pro Temp Ron Richard. All three want to pass a right-to-work law barring mandatory union fees, which the legislative leaders say will be one of the first goals for the session. A Columbia State lawmaker will be Missouri Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens, Deputy Chief of Staff. Greitens announced yesterday that he picked Republican Representative Caleb Jones for the job. Greitens has never held public office and says he'll pick outsiders to lead state government. Jones has served in the office since 2011 and will bring government experience to Greitens' administration. Sarah Walsh, a Republican Party state committee woman from Boone County, formally announced her candidacy for Missouri's 50th District House seat that would replace Jones in his current position. Missouri Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens is kicking off a statewide tour in advance of his upcoming inauguration. Greitens started his tour yesterday at Truman State University in Kirksville. He thanked a crowd of supporters on campus and promised to remember them when he takes office on January 9th. He also plans stops in Kansas City, St. Joseph, and visits to cities including Springfield, Joplin, and St. Louis later in the week. Greitens reiterated campaign promises to shake up Jefferson City and hire outsiders. He didn't provide details when reporters asked how much or what areas of budgeted state spending he plans to cut in order to balance the budget. He said he's asking whether programs produce results as he considers cuts. The legislative session begins today. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon set an aggressive agenda to attract jobs after the Great Recession. An Associated Press analysis shows the Democratic governor promoted business deals projected to cumulatively create about 48,000 jobs in exchange for up to $2 billion of state incentives. As Nixon prepares to leave office January 9th, those businesses have reported hiring a little over 21,000 employees. The state so far has paid about $166 million of incentives to those firms. Both figures are likely to rise because the incentives will continue for years after Nixon leaves office. But Missouri's experience highlights the extent to which states are willing to try to attract jobs and the difficulty in determining whether their promises ultimately pan out. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.